for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey.
Hey.
What?
I'm Gatch.
I'm Terry.
Terry Gatch Comedy Show.
It's Monday, episode 674.
And please stop fucking poking us.
We do talk about pokers, don't we?
Yep.
We talk about another thing.
Toe sucking.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what's going on right now. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy.
Flames is here. That's it. Hello, everybody. Oh. Yeah. How the fuck? He just called it silently. Welcome to Monday, everybody. It's Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number 670-something.
Four.
We got Gatch over there. He said four.
Four.
I'm Terry. And Flames guessed this with... He didn't want to be cool, I guess. Be cool, dude. Who is this?
This is Rare Earth.
It's Don Thorpe's favorite band, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just to let you guys know, this was on a whim. What is this song? Is this
on a whim
version of Get Ready?
Yeah. I think it is, the extended version.
Holy shit. All right, so it's Monday, and we were looking at the Doobie Brothers and talking about doobies and brothers. And
I'll brother your doobie.
Rare Earth. Who's the fattest doobie?
Michael McDonald.
I wonder if I can smoke him right now.
I don't know.
I was going to like
who's
this.
Who's the fattest guy who's ever been in Tower of Power?
Clarence Clemens?
Yep.
Really?
Clarence even... Thomas.
Oh. Pubic Coke. That's the new kind that's coming out right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Okay, so, yeah, it's Monday. Welcome to it, everybody. Hope you're liking the smooth sound. It's Mellow Monday. I'm going to get Don Thorpe to listen to one episode. Has he ever listened to our show?
No. He was on our show.
Well, that's right, but that was another lifetime ago. I forgot about that. I bet he did listen to that episode.
This song does rock, though.
We'll get him back. It does rock?
Oh, yeah. It's starting to right now.
Oh, yeah. They're getting ready.
You're getting ready.
This is a great intro because it's instrumental and we can talk over it.
That song's like doobies. 20-some minutes long.
Wow. That's impressive. That's where Yob got the idea, right?
I don't know.
They sound a lot like Rare Earth to me. Yob.
I used to listen to this a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, here we go. We're ready. All right, you guys, thanks for listening to the show today. The crowd's going wild right now. Hey, I'm going to start off weird today. Did you guys hear about that toe-sucking dude in Walmart?
No.
Some guy posed as a podiatry student, and he sucked a woman's toes while she was shopping at Walmart.
What's wrong with that? You see worse things at Walmart all the time.
Good luck finding a boyfriend who sucked toes. Because a lot of guys don't like toes. You guys like feet? Are you guys feet guys?
I don't hate feet as much as some people hate feet. Some people don't like feet.
Depends on the woman.
Yeah, if there's a woman... Is there such a thing as a sexy foot?
I don't like... want to suck on toes.
Yeah, me neither. Even if they're clean. If she begged and did something weird that I wanted her to do, then I would suck a toe.
Yeah.
Most
this
definitely.
Guy... Like not to be confused with not to be confused with local rock star, but this guy's name is Michael Brown. He's a registered sex offender in North Carolina. He saw a lady shopping, and she was trying on some shoes, and he said, "I need to take a picture." And then he stuck her foot in his mouth, right in the shoe department, right there.
Oh.
Yep. The detective called the incident bizarre.
How did she react?
She just she didn't like it. She pulled her foot out, and then the dude offered to buy her groceries.
Oh, okay.
hey, dude, I'm sorry, lady. That was a tasty toe, but you want me to buy your groceries? Because I'll pay for them if you just don't tell. And she said, no, I'm telling. And then they found out later, that earlier, he was convicted of breaking into a home and sucking another woman's toes in 2001. He breaks into houses and sucks toes, dude.
While they're sleeping?
I guess, until they wake up.
Man, that almost sounds like a crack addiction.
You haven't tried it yet, dude. Have you ever sucked on a cracked toe?
No,
I'm addicted to corn.
Oh.
Chewing them off with your teeth?
And Paul Bunyan. Mmm. Have you ever ate a small bunion? With a side of
with
corn?
With big, babe, yep. Blue pox.
Yep, that's right.
Blue socks.
Quarter pounder with bunion.
Yeah,
I'll sesame have that seed
on,
bunion.
I'll have that on a bunion, please.
Did you know Dolph Lundgren?
That kind of sounds like bunion.
That's no, did you know
that.
Dolph Lundgren?
I knew him.
Right on.
I knew him back earlier in the day.
You know, he's got 160 IQ.
He's also pretty strong.
If you knew that, you have a higher IQ than him.
Really?
I'm just guessing.
If I was his parents, I would be surprised, because if you name a kid Dolph, is that short for dolphin or what?
It's short for golf.
Oh, you just put a D on it, like Richard and Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is Golfin.
Yep. And Dolph Lundgren.
And so they just call him Dolph.
Yeah.
You can call him... How would you do that? You change Richard to Rick.
Probably means like John or something like that in Russian.
It'd be Golfin.
You know he's Chinese and they named him Dorf.
What?
After that short guy, Tim Conway.
He's not Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they said, Dolph Lundgren? We want to name him Dorf. And they went, Dolph.
Dude, Lundgren is Dolph, like a German name or something. Did you know that Germans can't say squirrel?
Well, they say squill.
Squirrel. Or they say squirrel. Or they say, I watched a video of 20 different Germans trying to say squirrel, and none of them could say it. It's like, squirrel. 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 Z-Kyle. Squirrel. And I was like, no, don't say the Z-Kyle part. Just say squirrel. That's like getting a French person to say Super Bowl. They say Super Bowl. Super Bowl? Say Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
He has a master's degree in chemical engineering.
Dolph?
Yep.
What does he need that for?
He could chemically engineer you.
That's cool.
Well, people have lives before they become celebrity.
Huh. That's smart.
Unless they were on the Mickey Mouse Club or some shit like that.
Was he in one of those action-packed movies with all those action stars recently? Was he in that Expendables?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I think so.
I don't either.
It's very possible.
You know I don't. I did watch a lot of movies over the weekend, dude. I had a movie binge.
He is in your favorite movie, though.
What's my favorite movie?
Ed and His Dead Mother.
Dude, that's why you're talking about Dolph, because you watched that movie and I haven't watched it yet? I'll watch it, I promise. Is it on YouTube?
Who?
Ed. And His Dead.
No. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay, I'll watch
it
there.
You can watch it on YouTube.
I can watch that through my television with the... The awesomeness of the Wii. I can watch big YouTubes. They're usually HD.
Yeah, he's not in that movie, though. It's got...
Why'd you say that he
it's
was?
It's got Ed and Ned in it.
Ed and Ed?
No, Ed and Ned.
Ned
can you
Beatty?
Guess who those guys are? Yeah, they got one of them. And
Ed Harris?
Ed. No way, Ed's the name of the character.
Oh.
Steve.
Ned Beatty and Steve
Carell?
McQueen?
Nope.
Steve Martin.
Nope.
Steve. Let's just name famous Steves. Come on, Flames. Let's name some famous Steve
Stephen Colbert.
Nope.
Steve Carlisle.
Nope.
Steve Wonder.
Nope.
I don't know.
Steve.
Give me the first letter.
It's in the first part of the alphabet.
Steve A.
Nope.
Steve A. B. Stevie B. Steve Buscemi.
Yep.
Stevie B. That's all it took was a. It was hard
you
to get
remember
out.
What well, we were talking about.
Yeah, Ned Beatty and Steve Buscemi in a movie called Ed and His Dead Mother.
Yeah.
That's I just smoked a third of a joint and I can still remember it. So obviously the weed hasn't taken effect yet.
Flames watched it. What do you think, Flames?
Different. Different.
Have you guys ever seen a movie called Truth or Consequences, New Mexico?
Nope.
You should watch it. It's pretty good. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's a good movie. It's got Kiefer Sutherland and Vincent Gallo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Vincent Gallo's weird.
He is weird. I don't really like him, but I like the movie. And then who showed up? Someone else showed up in that movie that was kind of cool. But I also watched some other. There was a free Encore Weekend or something, the movie channels on the movie. So I watched This Is the End. Have you seen that yet?
No.
With everybody playing themselves?
Yeah.
What a mastermind plan. I'm going to write a movie where we don't have to act because we just play ourselves.
But some of those guys play themselves in the movies that they're in, too, though.
Well, right? Seth Rogen pretty much plays himself no matter what his name is.
Yeah.
He's just like, he just got that laugh and then like, yeah. But no, it was okay. I got to see Rihanna get killed. That was awesome. Michael Cera was doing a bunch of coke. It was funny. It was kind of funny. Craig Robinson.
Movie 43 was pretty good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
See, it's not
I didn't think it was all that great.
It was funny, though, wasn't it? Because it was
there were some parts
weird.
That were funny.
There was some pretty...
Dude, Dennis Quaid, what? Was he on fucking math or what? Dennis Quaid. He's got a great idea. I got to pitch to you about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I didn't recognize him at first because he looks all fucked up.
I knew it was him, but he's been... It was rumored that he was crazy for a while anyway.
I think he is.
So I think they were just playing on that.
You tried growing up with Brother Rick.
I don't know. It didn't really have... I mean, it had an overall storyline, but not really. You know, there were a few parts that were just chuckles, but the most of it, I think...
The song's still going.
...was just that they were A and B list celebrities that were in these
totally.
Kind of juvenile skits. That, you know, were kind of funny in themselves, and you know, but there was a couple moments that I got a decent laugh.
Yeah, and there was some dumb stuff as well, but...
Yeah, but like the chin on the neck, balls on the neck thing, you know, South Park did that.
They did.
South Park already did that.
They did.
But, you know, it was more...
It was a little different.
Because it was...
It was on their chin.
Of course, it was Hugh Jackman.
Plus, it was Adam's apple, really, kind of.
Yeah, and so it was like, you know, I don't know. I don't think it was the. It should have been labeled as the worst movie of the year by any means.
Yeah, it's not an Oscar winner.
No,
it's funny.
It's funny, and it makes you think that those people have a sense of humor.
To me, it's better than a movie like 300. Or
well, yeah.
Yeah.
300 is kind of dumb anyway.
I got to watch just a little bit of the end of After Earth just because it's so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
God, they just are so... It's terrible.
I remembered what a Dolph Lundgren movie was your favorite movie of all time, though. It was Masters of the Universe.
Oh, He-Man?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
I liked when he fucked She-Ra in the ass.
Yeah.
They didn't show that. It was on the extended scenes on the DVD.
Yeah. He-Man was on Comic Book Man.
Really?
Well, they brought in a He-Man. Somebody brought in a He-Man figurine.
Oh, so it wasn't really.
Used to have those figurines. Well,
I know.
My little brothers did.
Now you could take it to New Jersey to go to Kevin Smith's comic store.
Yeah.
Where they all just hang out and make fun of Ming Chen.
Beast
Chen.
Man.
They had one contest where the guy was, he's like, all right, look. We need to get rid of these old gumballs out of this old gumball machine. They're all hard. So let's have a contest. We'll have a trivia contest, and I'll ask a question to each one of you, and every time you get an answer wrong, you got to put a gumball in your mouth.
That's better than a person's ball, I guess.
And yeah, and so
yeah.
The one guy, Ming Chen, he kept getting them wrong, so he ended up with like 5-6 old hard fucking gumballs
in his
mouth.
You can't chew them up?
Well, the thing was somebody loses as soon as you couldn't tell what the answer was that they were given because they had so many gumballs in their mouth.
Oh. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use any, I guess they use gumballs because those are edible.
Yep.
You could stick ping pong balls.
Well, yeah. But they were just trying to get rid of it. And then one episode they put together, you remember G.I. Joe?
I remember him.
They had that big, huge battleship or whatever, aircraft carrier toy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was like 8 feet long, mm-hmm. and they put one of those together because someone brought one in.
Nice.
Huh.
It took them like 4 hours to put it together.
A little 8-foot G.I. Joe thing?
It's an 8-foot battleship with like full detail, all this aircraft carrier.
It's today's equivalent of buying furniture at IKEA, right?
You got kind of, yeah. That might have been where they bought it.
IKEA.
What's the big deal about IKEA?
What's the deal with IKEA?
I fucking knew Material Seinfeld. There's this thing, dude. There's a thing on the Pete Holmes show. It's like his occasional sidekick. It's a little puppet that comes out on the side. Uh-huh. He's new Material Seinfeld. And it's always like, check out this joke and tell me what you think. What is the deal with... And he'll do like something more newer than Seinfeld. And he's like, ah.
That new show of his is all right.
I like it, dude. I've been watching a lot. They've just shown some repeats lately. But I think he only goes in like 2 or 3 week, maybe 4 week spurts of new shows. And it's only Monday through Thursday. So I don't know what his...
I was talking about Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about Pete Holmes. The Cars thing that we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Comedians. Yeah. It's kind of funny. Those are the only ones I've ever watched when we were on the episodes a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'll check it out more. You should watch the Pete Holmes show. Oh, you don't get TBS. That's right.
I don't get TV.
Fucking Hulu it.
I don't get tuberculosis. Hey, and a happy National Tuberculosis Day.
Is that what today is?
That's today or Wednesday.
Today's the 24th of March. Spring has sprung. I don't know if it's sunny where you are, but it's always sunny in Philadelphia. No, it's always it's always kind of sunny with some cloud and a chance of rain.
He was
later
in Expendables
too.
That's
what we should name. That's what we should name.
Yeah,
that's what we should name our new show that we're going to make on YouTube.
What's that?
Always sunny with a chance of showers later in Albany. It's always sunny with some clouds and maybe a chance of rain later.
That show is funny. Why do they always show the same ones, though? They have 100 episodes.
Because when you turn it on TV and you're like, I like this show, I'm going to watch it. And they're like, oh, I already seen this one. That's weird.
I know. It's always the one where...
You're like, I'm going to buy the DVDs because I always see the same one on TV.
Yeah.
Or is it DVR all episodes?
It's always the one where Mac, his old friend that turned woman is now hot and goes to the same gym as him. And he's trying to score with her.
Mac.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I saw that one three times.
I know.
And then I saw the one where who shit the bed.
Yep. And there's always the one where Danny DeVito has the sausages in his pocket.
Yep. Yep.
And he's nibbling. He's like, "Why do you? That's disgusting. You got sausages in your pocket." And he's like, "That way I don't get my fingers greasy." And he all pulls up his shirt and still eating sausage out of his pocket.
Yeah, but his pocket was all greasy. It's greasy.
Fucking funny, though. How do you come up with that stuff to write it? Is that, do you think that comes up naturally, or is it just a thing Danny brought to him, like, this is what I'm going to do this week, guys?
Maybe, you know, it's weird. I've been reading some literature as of late about... Mm-hmm. Secrets on how to write comedy and what the professional writers do and methods that people teach in classrooms, which is like kind of frowned upon by a lot of comics. They're like, if you're funny, you're funny. You tell jokes. Well, yeah, but if you have a little help on how to like gather information to write jokes about, and I know stand-ups don't really ever write it out.
Yeah.
Because you can read something and you go, oh, that's kind of funny. But if someone... tells it on stage, you'll maybe laugh out loud. But I'd like to get into some... We should have some writing sessions.
Sure.
Write some comedy.
Sure.
They say if you're a little bit funny, you can make a living writing comedy.
Yeah.
If you just focus yourself.
Yeah, it just takes time and doing it.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. But it's not like a first draft and you're done type of thing.
Oh, no, no. No, and you need...
You know, it's... I mean, if you just think about like... even sitcoms like fucking 2.5 Jews. You ever see that show?
Yeah, I did.
And I don't even know.
I don't watch
2.5 Jews.
Yeah, that's a spin-off.
The show is all it is one-liners, you know, just like, here's what one guy says, and then it's a one-liner. The other guy says a one-liner, and then someone else says a one-liner off of that. And then it's like, rah, and then there's a laugh track in the back going, rah,
here's rah, another rah, interesting rah, statistic rah, that I came across in my study of comedy and what makes a good comedian. They say to be a headlining status killer comedian who always kills, you're supposed to get 18 seconds of laughter per minute.
Mm-hmm. I'd believe it.
And then if you're funny enough to get that, so, a lot of people don't get
that's
it because
if you're just a straight laugh comic that you're just telling jokes. So I mean, some
I mean an average
like
of like, okay, you know, and if you can get like a 20-second laughing applause break where you have mm-hmm. to stop, they say a lot of people that are that funny don't get that much laughs because they step on their laughs.
Well, yeah,
that's
you
my
step
problem.
On your laughs. But
I
you
step on laughs.
Should,
I got one foot, and
you
all
shouldn't
I do
like be
is
trying to
step
like,
on laughs.
You shouldn't be trying for an average of laughs, because sometimes you just
no,
say
no.
stuff that's thoughtful, you know, and that makes somebody think is just as entertaining as something that makes you laugh because it's funny to me, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's not all about.
Well, this
just
is basically
laughs.
A tool to listen back to your set and maybe look at the time and say how, you know, they actually have. This,
look at the time.
They're trying to sell some software now that.
Oh, that was on that one show. Remember that one movie, I Am Comic?
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, because it said as mentioned
the,
on I Am Comic when I was reading about it.
You, yeah, and you pressed it. All it is it was him watching his whole thing, and he would press the space bar during the laughs.
Fuck, I can do that without
and,
a program.
And it just recorded the total time. It was like an easy space bar stopwatch.
Yeah.
What I saw, it might do analysis based on whatever.
Well,
but
no, because they said that I think that it does an it has an automatic mode now in the new one, but it says that a lot of times other things like silence is sometimes confused for laughter, which I was like, how could that
it just be?
Be
go by change of overall
like wavelength
loudness,
yeah. But they say that listening to your sets and finding out like what parts of your set don't have as many laughs to tighten it up by taking out words.
Sure.
You know, just do the funny stuff.
If you put 40 hours a week into it, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want it to be my side job, but I don't feel, I don't know. Speaking
that
of
reminds
that,
me.
Yeah, go ahead.
That two elephants escaped a St. Louis Shrine Circus and destroyed two cars in the parking lot this last week.
What?
Nice.
Nobody, was anybody hurt? Any humans?
They hurt my eyes.
To see people.
You know, people said they heard rumbling and stuff like that, or they felt rumbling and stuff. And, you know, I mean, it would be traumatic to turn around and see, like, two elephants running at you.
Right.
Like, you know, they say once they broke, like, mirrors off of cars, maybe they were running in between cars or whatever and running into cars.
That
I mean,
would be
elephants
some
a big
fucking scary shit,
fucking
dude.
Damage, dude.
That would be
if
so
an
scary.
Elephant ran into your car. That'd be kind of like your car running into like a deer on the road, right? It would kind of do that kind of body damage, I would think.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. It is pretty scary because I've come around a corner at the old Lynn County Fairgrounds one time when the elephants were coming out of the arena.
Uh-huh.
And boom, there they were. And there was nobody, like, blocking the doors to keep people out of the way of that area.
I know. The elephant.
An elephant.
Timothy Elephant. Elephant.
You ever watch that Justified?
No, never did.
I'm going to name all the shows mm-hmm. that you haven't seen today.
Dude, why?
I don't know. Did you watch any of season 3 of 44,000?
I've watched the first two episodes.
That's about where we are, I think.
That black chick that's all grown up baby now.
Yeah.
Isabel, I'll walk naked into your
room. And the last thing I watched was, what's her name, giving her husband, the old lady that used to be young and cute, mm-hmm. that's married to the black guy, gave him a thing to fly in a fucking F-16 fighter jet or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she said, well, my birthday is not for 6 weeks. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be
around.
Yeah, so that's the episode I think I just watched, but uh-huh. I haven't
Man.
Watched much more of that.
Didn't she die at the end of that episode?
Oh, I don't know if I got to finish it, but yeah, probably. That's okay.
Spoiler alert! I thought you said that was the last episode you watched.
I thought I
well,
did.
I mean, meow. She already just said, you know she's not going to be around.
Do I?
She said it on the show.
I know.
That's why she gave
She spoiled it for herself, that fucking bitch.
I know.
She used to be a lot cuter. Now you know that if you're going with a chick that looks kind of cute, she's going to look old and ugly when she's grown up.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler.
Hey, oh, before I forget, just Don't wanted forget. To mention the Oregon's last comedian standing finalist for last week's round. None of my friends made it through, so I'm glad because I didn't make it through either. But let's see. Who made it through? I don't even know. None of my friends. Will Gibbons made it through, and Chris Green, Justin Pratt, Jonathan Nixon, Brandon Hamble. I don't even know these people. You know who didn't make it through? Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, John Mink.
Really?
Yeah. Those guys are good.
That's terrible.
Yeah, because I heard that there was a hostile crowd because the radio station's been giving away free limo rides to the show, and people get all wasted. Fucking the limo, fucking, and then they get to the comedy show, and then they're fucking with the comics. And Mike McGowan took the bullet like I did, and he said that the audience was heckling him. And then Mac Chase fucking hate fucked the crowd. He said whatever that means. That's a new term. He hate fucked the crowd. That's why he didn't make it. Fucking whatever. But yeah, so this weekend Friday, I got all the losers, the people who didn't make it through. To the show at Denny's this weekend. So we got me, didn't make it through, Gina Ginsburg, first female comic to Denny's. Let's hear it for that. Because the ratio is about 15 to 1. I'm not a sexist. I just don't know many female comics.
Who else? Why have you never had a pygmy midget at one of your shows?
Well, personally, I don't know any pygmy midgets.
That's bullshit. That's pygmist.
I've had a black dude. I'm trying to be...
No, I'm talking about African pygmies.
Well, this guy was half African. Well,
see, if you have a white person in your comedy show, you can't have another white guy until you represent every other race.
I kind of represented two or three in one because Joe Parra is half Mexican and a quarter
That's
African
fine,
and a quarter American because he's half black and half Mexican. Mm-hmm. So and then
to be PC, you have to if you have one white guy, you can't have another white guy perform there until you've represented every race in the world.
To be a personal computer, you have to.
Yep. Otherwise, you got to be Mac.
Oh, Mac Chase? Now we're back to that again. Damn yep. it. He's a hate
Does he
fucker.
Have any mac and cheese jokes? Yeah.
He said he's never heard that. Which you know.
He has now.
His name is MacArthur.
Didn't you ask him a second time? Then he can't say, I've never heard that.
I just wish that his mom would have got divorced and maybe married someone named Park. Oh,
she could have married
Parks. He'd be MacArthur Park. And then he could leave his cake out in the rain.
Or she could have married Chuck E. Cheese and he would have been Mac Cheese.
Mac E. Cheese!
And who was that?
Who, Mac MacArthur Park? It was Donna Summer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Nice. She did a tour with Donald Winter.
Really?
Yeah, it was the... I'm lying and I lost it.
Hey, did you see that guy on Family Feud?
I have been watching Family Feud pretty religiously.
Not Family Feud I'm talking about, though, but that other one.
Oh, that's funny that you'd say Family Feud when you didn't mean that.
Yeah.
What'd you mean?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no, but I heard about it in the news.
Yeah, did you?
The new baby buggy bumper?
New baby buggy.
Yeah, so he only had two letters.
Yeah, two letters. N and E.
Which are given to you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's such a good player, he autistically in his head went, okay, well, I've already used all these letters and they're not in there and what else could it be? Oh, it's going to be baby buggy.
He knew two vowels that, you know, that were taken, the one that he chose.
So he knew there was only three vowels to choose from.
Uh-huh.
And there was only a certain amount of consonants that it could be.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it was a, what do you call it?
But it was the first thing he said.
It was a generic,
Oh, fucking A, it was thing.
Yeah.
And it was new baby buggy.
Yeah. And fucking Pat Sajak patted him down after that. Did you see that?
Yeah, and then he tweeted.
He Sajaked him and made sure he wasn't cheating. How could he?
Sajaked him?
He patted him. He Pat Sajaked him down and made sure he wasn't what? Wearing a wire that said, the answer is new.
Pat Sajak is off the cuff funny.
He is pretty funny.
He's off the cuff funny because he
now,
you know, he does some crowd work.
Was he originally a comic? Because a lot of comics turned into game show hosts, and people didn't know they were comics before.
Yeah, I think he was probably like came from local TV route, like local weatherman or something like that, or
He's been around for quite some time.
Yeah,
is that a hairpiece?
No, I think that was a spoof, dude.
But he hasn't aged in 80 years.
Yeah,
he was hosting Wheel of Fortune in the 20s.
No, that's hilarious. Chuck Woolery was the original host. I know you guys didn't know that from a couple weeks ago. We talked about it, and Flames was like, what?
Pat Sajak was born in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, in France? Illinois?
Yeah, he's, can you guess how old he is?
I'd say he's...
Former weatherman.
57.
Nope.
62.
Nope.
65.
Nope.
Flames, what do you got?
71.
Nope. Holy fucking 59.
67.
Oh, we were all around there.
He was married to Cheryl. That's just her name, Cheryl. And now he's married to Leslie Brown.
Just Cheryl.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was a weatherman. He was a former weatherman.
All right. It's too bad it was David Letterman.
He won a contest on a Dick Biondi show to be a guest teen DJ.
Dick Biondi? What?
Yep.
Dick Biondi.
That sounds like a shitty game show.
Yeah, and then he was a newsman when he was at college.
Welcome to Dick Biondi, and you are the first contestant. I'm going to get my dick out right now.
He worked from midnight to 6 a.m., and then he joined the Army and was sent to Vietnam where he was a DJ on the Armed Forces Radio.
Oh, and Robin Williams made a movie about him?
Mm-hmm, no.
I think he did.
And on a military channel program, he admitted to botching President Nixon's Christmas broadcast to the troops in 1969. He cut it off early and decided not to resume the feed.
Wow.
And then he went to Nashville where he was a DJ, played pop music. And was the afternoon personality from 3 to 5, like the Donkey Show. He was telling Donkey Show jokes.
Wow. Where's my donkey sound
and then,
effect?
He did voiceover work for station identifications and did 5-minute newscasts for the Today Show. And then it was the substitute weatherman.
All right, now we know everything we need to know about Pat Sajak.
1981, Merv Griffin asked Sajak if he would be interested in taking over the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God. Jesus, dude.
And the CEO of NBC said, nope, he's too local, and fired him right away.
Holy, that's fucking rude. All right, that's enough about Pat Sajak. All right. You want to hear some...
Duty held the show hostage, Merv Griffin did, until they hired Pat Sajak.
Duty?
Yep, Duty.
Duty. Duty held them hostage. Hey, we do have some breaking news, seriously, though. Did you hear about the landslide? Seriously, I don't want people to laugh, because I just wanted to make some touching music here. There was a huge landslide in Washington, and there's 18 people missing.
Where is this at? What part of Washington?
Snohomish County.
Oh, really?
By County Road 530. Dude, they had aerial pictures side by side, and it shows this river winding through. You can see your reflection in the river. And then there was like these roads, and then a highway, and some houses, and a nice little hill. And then the next picture was just all this hill was all over those houses and the river, and it was bad, and there was people dead.
Oh no!
That's I thought they were just missing.
TV Nicks. Well, they're missing. They're probably under
the 4,400 people thought they were dead. They were just missing.
That's true. Would you move on?
Jordan Collier, what's up?
Like,
with that
if
guy?
Flames got abducted, would you get a new roommate?
I was there. Would you guys take promycin? That one guy's taking promycin.
Dude, he'd come back. It's a special form of promycin.
Yeah, it's the upgrade.
That way he can produce it himself.
But he has an ability now, doesn't he?
I thought promycin was like actually a drug on the market.
No, he just had spots on himself.
That guy's a little crazy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, he did spend time in the loony bin.
Yes.
Remember? That's where he started out. He was the guy, they built that thing for him, and then he was all okay.
Yeah.
They put his antenna on straight.
Okay. 4,400.
And that one episode where they fucking went back in time.
Yeah.
Where they spent 8 years in there, in their memory.
Oh, yeah. Now she
and
just,
now she's, they're
she just
vacationing.
Takes them there once in a while. Let's just go to the beach for how long do you want to go? 8 years? 5 minutes? Whatever you want.
I know.
Doesn't matter. That's a little bit sci-fi for me. I don't know. It doesn't bother me, but I don't know.
That would be cool because
it's kind of heavy on the drama, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's the memories.
It's the memories that'll kill you.
Thanks for all the fish.
It's the memories that are important.
Did you ever read that book?
Which one?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Garlic Sea.
No, I didn't.
The Garlic Seed.
I did recently.
The Garlic Seed.
I did recently finish a Stephen King book, but I have not read Hitchhiker's Guide.
Which one was it? Thinner?
No, it was Roadwork.
Fatter?
Roadwork.
Roadwork.
Oh, that's that new Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, he blows the fuck out of everything at the end.
Oh, really?
He dies.
Norm MacDonald does?
No, his name is Barton Dawes.
Wasn't that his movie, Roadwork?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Norm MacDonald movie.
No, Dirty Work?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's close. I love that movie, actually, for as stupid as it is. Roadwork. No, yeah, Roadwork. It should have been a movie. I think it should be a good movie. It's about this
town.
I think
it should be a parody movie, Road Twerk.
Yeah, for sure, with Miley Cyrus. No, but they're just making this new byway through the town that's not even necessary, except for that if they don't use the money, they don't get to use, you know, like, you have a certain amount of money.
You just described Bates Motel.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they stole it from that.
I know.
But they need that byway in Bates Motel, don't they?
No,
no customers will come around their way. We'll drive by the hotel.
Well, ever. Yeah, just for
it'll
Bates
be on the
Motel,
outside
but I'm talking about for the whole town of White Pine Oak Bay, or whatever the fuck it's called.
How come you never see hotels and motels that cater to the locals?
You do.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
You see places like, come stay in town away from your house.
The Jolly Motel? That pretty much, you know, people pretty much live there.
About the No-Tail Motel?
Well, it used to be the city center, but it's gone. It's now, what is it now? Oh, it's Walgreens.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
You're talking about in Albany or just like anywhere?
No, I was just trying to make a joke because they're for places to come from out of town to stay.
Yeah. Well, you've got beds and breakfasts for that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. They got all kinds of them here in Albany.
But usually if you're going to go like and stay someplace and pay to stay someplace, you're going to go out of town.
Yeah, one time me and my wife stayed in Brownsville and went
out.
We stayed overnight at this cabin.
Would you go and stay at the Motel 6 over in Albany?
I've done it before.
We stayed at a cabin.
Because you wanted to?
We stayed at a cabin.
Yeah.
In Brownsville. This is going to be fun.
I have a house in Brownsville. We stayed at a cabin in Brownsville. Because kids are dicks.
Have you ever stayed at a teepee over there?
No, they tore it down.
What?
Yep.
Fucking, they're always taking away my land.
Dude, they had a weird reenactment where they killed a bunch of Indians and tore down their teepees. I'm just kidding. No, somebody said that over 100.
Well, at least they'd put it away ceremonially.
I don't know how true it is because it was on the internet, but they said that 100 million Indians were slaughtered when their land was. Is that true? 100
Certainly.
Million? It was 100 million? Way more than the Jews they killed over there in Hitlerville? That's what
you guys
saying.
Are one of the few people that know an Indian.
Oh, I know an Indian, dude.
No, but they're far more rare in places like New York.
And here's what I know about an old Indian friend that I used to have. He might not be with us anymore, but don't give Indians tequila. Mm. Is that true for you?
I don't like tequila.
Good, because if you did, you'd probably be a dangerous asshole. No, don't. You want to try it? I got
some. Well, I think,
I got some tequila. Have you ever tried Don Quila?
Don Quila, no.
Apparently, it's really
cheap
whiskey.
What about quesadilla?
It's really cheap whiskey and really cheap tequila mixed.
You know what doesn't go together is...
Yuck.
50-50.
Tequilas and quesadillas.
He's throwing up in his mouth a little bit right now.
Is that like an old song?
Tequilas and quesadillas. I got a case of tequila and a case of quesadillas. That's how it goes. I think it was Willie Jennings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you should write that song because that was.
I just
that
did.
Was,
could you save that as a sound bite there?
When you're that almost sounds like a Don Baker thing.
Don Baker? It sounds like a Don Keela thing to me. Tequila and quesadillas. Should have brought my guitar, wrote a song. I got a case of tequila and a case of quesadillas.
Are you a fan of that comedian Kevin Trudeau?
Eh. Kevin Trudeau. I remember that name from somewhere.
You know, to be Trudeau, I don't really not that familiar with him. But
well,
I think
he's
I
not
can
a
see
comedian.
His face. Is he a voice guy?
No, he does those infomercials for that diet book and all those books.
Oh,
stuff.
That
oh,
weird
yeah.
nerdy looking guy?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Side?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
does the math commercial. And
the dark haired guy.
Yep. Dude, he's getting 10 years. He's got 10 years.
What?
Yep.
For what?
Yeah. Maybe scamming people.
He's getting 10
uh-oh.
Years? Like back from something?
No, he made like $39 million on that book. And I don't know if you've seen his infomercial. He's on a ton of them.
I've seen him, dude.
But he claims that there's no diet, no hunger way to lose weight. But then you buy the book, and it's a 500-calorie-a-day diet that requires hormonal treatment.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. I'd sue him, too.
I think the judge just wanted to, like, you're just a con artist. Bam.
Yeah.
Here's 10 years, it's and he too says he's changed.
It's
and,
sad
that never make another infomercial that lies.
Sad that other people don't, more of them don't get busted for the shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot
yep.
of those fucking scammers that people that are older and people that are
he's put many people
stupid,
to sleep.
Hypnotizing them?
No, well,
oh.
kind of.
Oh,
because
falling asleep.
Yeah, you fall asleep and he's on TV and then next thing you know, you're buying his books and you're like, why are my 100 ways to clean an orange with a scrubber book? Doesn't work.
So how long ago did he get? He's doing some time for sure.
Recently, man. He's 10 years. He's going to do an infomercial on how to make license plates.
Nice.
Do they still do that at prisons? Do they still
oh,
make
yeah.
license plates?
I think so. That's what Fonzie told me.
I saw him on that one show. You ever watch MeTV?
No.
Memorable Entertainment Television?
I watch WeTV, Women's Entertainment
TV. Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. Did I?
They were doing reruns on Lifetime. I watched that the other day of, who was it? Switching Dee Snider and Flava Flav on
oh.
Celebrity Wife Swap.
Oh, goodness.
They have oh, I know.
Flava Flav!
Dude, Dee Snider's been married to his wife since she's like a teenager. I'd be pissed
I
if
know.
He had to fucking send her over to fucking Flav's house.
Dude, I got some.
He's like, you know what time it is, bitch? Time to suck my big black dick. What the fuck? I got a big watch on my fucking chest, all right?
He threw a tantrum because he didn't want to go bowling with his family, but he
oh,
likes bowling.
Fucking
he wanted to go with his buddies rather than his family.
I bet.
So he could go, flame of flame!
He's a real family kind of guy.
I think those people should get arrested for sucking. Not for sucking, but for fucking
for
setting people up with other people's wives. It's like
a
sex offense.
Dude, it's fucking funny though that
dude,
those people have that they just do that.
Have you heard of that comedian Adam Richmond?
Sure.
He was on Last Comic Standing before and he's been on some other late night shows. He just got arrested and might be doing like 10 years in jail too.
Wow.
For fucking sexing up some chick that didn't want it. He didn't like totally rape her, but he pretty much was putting his dick in her mouth and stuff.
Isn't that the guy? Isn't that guy the Greg Louganis of comedy?
Maybe. I don't know. He's a Canadian transplant.
Greg Louganis is. No, he was American.
Adam Richmond's an LA comedian who's a Canadian transplant, and he was doing something at the House of Comedy in the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota.
Did he try to pass it off as Canadian humor?
I guess. He kept trying to put advances. He's like, no, no, no. And then later they said, oh, you can come back to our house with all my friends, but I'm not trying to give you an advance to come try to do anything with me sexually. Next thing you know, he's got his dick out like a little dog that you're playing with. He's putting it in her mouth, and she's screaming, and then she had to run away and stuff. And he's like, I was being a little bit flirtatious with her maybe.
That guy used to play with the
he
Blazers.
He said he was being just flirtatious. So that's kind of sick. I mean, women are crazy bitches and stuff, yeah. But you can't be doing that stuff to them.
Yeah, that guy used to play with the Blazers, though. Dan Dickout.
Oh, yeah, he's playing with the Dan Dickout. There was another thing that I thought was fucking sick, that this dude, he tried raping this chick or something, and uh-huh. He said that his defense through his lawyer was that, let me find it here. Oh, he was a Georgia man. His defense that because of his good looks, the incident was actually consensual.
Oh, my God.
What?
He was when so is... good looking that she couldn't have said no. His name was Darius Mathis. Guess what color he was?
Yep.
Sorry, but they're from Georgia. And I'm not saying that black people do that, but his name's Darius. But yeah, yeah. I'm so good looking.
When does rape go from attempted rape to rape?
When your penis goes inside the vagina.
Right.
Or an anus.
Before that, it's just attempted
That's
rape.
That's sodomy.
Yeah.
All right.
Anal rape. I'm an analropist, actually. I do analyzing and therapy.
Analyzing?
Analyzing. It's an analrapist.
Analyze this. Is that a movie? Is that a porn
movie?
It's
got to be, dude. If it isn't, you should call Billy Crystal.
And analyze that? Is that like...
It'd be like some guy going, you looking at me? I'm fucking Robert De Niro. Analyze this, motherfucker. He's like, oh, I'm a Jew. I don't do anal. I'm a funny Jew. That
Jews
play.
Don't do anal.
That's what I heard.
Really?
From the three that I tried it on. They got such big noses.
Oh, dude.
Dude,
you got to put that one in your act.
You know what I do lately? Instead of like writing jokes, I just listen to our own podcast and scour jokes out of it. It works pretty good, actually, because I say things off the cuff so much. And I think to myself, at the house, I was just something funny. I'm going to write that down. Oh, I'll remember that.
Yep.
20 minutes later, what was that thing? Oh, fuck. Another good thing, we had a bunch of family over, and Dana's aunt was over, and she's maybe 55, 60 years old, maybe 50, I don't know. Sorry, Judy, if you're younger than that, but you look like you're 55 or so. And she was talking to her other family members, and I was just walking through the living room, and I caught this snippet. She said, I caught them together on Facebook. And then I went out. I was like, that's a weird thing to say.
That's not how any of this works.
It's like what? They were both at the library, logged in at the same time? You caught them together on Facebook? They were on the bus with their phones out? What does that mean? Oh, you saw a picture of them. You didn't catch shit. Mm. That's weird. I caught them together on Facebook. There was a picture that they tagged each other in, and then they messaged each other. And then the inevitable happened. He poked her. Dude, I got poked by Chris Meehan. Nobody pokes me. I don't. Hey, anybody who's my Facebook friend, don't fucking poke me. That's rude. And if you poke me again, they're gonna come out with a new thing called punched. Hey, I just punched you.
There's an app for that.
There should be. You should be able to. Hey, Mark Zuckerberg. Hey, fucker, Mark Zuckerberg.
There is. Sure there is. You can punch your friends.
No, you can poke them on Facebook, but you can't punch them. And you should
be
able to
get one of those third-party apps downloaded and where you punch people.
Not just if they poke you unwanted or unwarranted. You should be able to punch someone if they post something that says, hey, I just had some eggs for breakfast and now I'm going to take a shower. LOL. Punch! That's what I do. I try to invite you to stuff on Facebook flames, and then I realize you have one, but you don't play that game because it's silly. But that's okay. Sometimes I invite people on Facebook, and then they'll check the message like 2 weeks later and go, oh, dude, here's my number. You should text me with stuff because I never check Facebook. I just look at the news feed on my phone sometimes. Like, can't you see that you have notifications?
Can't see.
Can't see. You got notifications on Facebook.
Stop poking me.
Stop poking me, Chris Meehan. I don't know. I'd let a girl poke me, I guess, if it was... small enough or whatever, but is it a finger poke, or can they use anything they want on Facebook?
It's a virtual poke.
Because I've seen people, some people like Amber Hankin, that's how you say it, if you're from Oklahoma. I've been hanging with some local Oklahomans. They're not local homans, they're Oklahomans. She goes, man, I got poked so many times today, it's going to take me forever to poke everybody back.
Some people abuse it, man.
Do you got to re-poke people? You got to poke them back? Or you get, I'm unfriending you because you didn't poke me back.
It's a game some people enjoy, but...
Alan Parsons Project.
poke people back and forth for some reason.
That kind of sounded like you said pooping back and forth, which is a thing. I can't remember the movie, but if you Google pooping back and forth, it will tell you what movie that is. There's these little kids, and they're pretending to be adults on the internet chat room. And the little
That's one of the most intimate things you can do is, poop back and forth.
So when he said it to this lady, he said, I want to poop back and forth. And she said, what do you mean? And he said, I'll poop my poop out of my butt into your butt, and then you'll poop it back into mine. She goes, but it's the same poop.
Yeah.
You ever poop back and forth, Flames?
I know.
It's bonding.
It's the most intimate thing you can do with someone.
It's the most intimate thing you can do with someone.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an intimate enema?
No.
Have you ever had a primitive enema?
No.
Have you ever had an enema?
No.
So you got a dirty ass. That's what that says. You need a colonoscopy. That's a weird word to say. There's too many fucking consonants next to each other. That's like
I need anal bleaching, pretty much.
Have you ever been to McKagan?
Duff McKagan was on Portlandia the other night. Sorry, but...
He's a Seattle-it.
I know. He goes, I'm from Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver. He was telling this teacher or lawyer not to play the bass because this girl met this guy and she goes, he's so awesome and he's got a real job and he's not a musician. I can't believe I finally met someone in Portland, you know? And then he goes, hey, I got something I want to show you. And he's all like a nerdy office guy.
Look at my bass.
He comes out, boom, boom, boom.
No
he's
way.
He's playing it all shitty. She's like, ah! And then so she had an intervention and had all these famous, the chick from Sleater-Kinney and some other people came in and said, dude, don't play the bass. Look at me. I'm Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver, and look what I've turned out to be. You don't want to be... This isn't you. Go back to your office and do some fucking auditing or something, you know? It's pretty funny. But what'd you say about McKagan? Sorry.
No, Ann Arbor and McKagan, you know, over there.
Oh, that's where Bob Seger was born.
Bob Seger?
He was born in Ann Arbor.
You know way too much about Bob Seger.
Dude, I loved and worshipped Live Bullet 1976, one of the first rock concerts I ever saw, and all the songs that he were on that. And fucking, he announces the band, and he says, this guy's from fucking Detroit, this guy's from Point Blank, Michigan, and I'm Bob Seger, I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that used to be a line of mine.
Sometimes. I know, but knowing where he's...
Who is it?
Knowing where he's born is knowing way too much about Bob Seger.
Hey, Bob Seger became a hateable entity after 1982 or so. But
why is that phenomenon?
I don't know.
Is that on the internet?
I'm just saying this from my wealth of information that's in my mind.
It's because that's when I got...
Now, I know that you hate, and I hate it as well, Against the Wind, because he says it like 800 fucking million times in the song. But there are some good songs on that album.
Yes, there is.
Horizontal Bop.
Oh, yes.
Fucking
everybody wants to do the horizontal bop.
How many times does he say that in the song?
Not as much.
Less than he says he's Against the Wind.
BS.
That's a really good song.
Bob Seger and Eric Clapton tried to do an album together, but they couldn't decide whether to end it on an endless solo or an endless chorus.
Yeah, I heard about that, and they got in such a big fight that Bob pushed his son out the window.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Was that too dark? You guys got quiet for a second.
There's a YouTube video. Yeah. I hate you, Bob Seger, because you ruined my life.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Meow.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard or not. Well, if you were listening just a second ago, you probably heard, but...
Dude, the guy from the Willamette Week, that's local, right?
Pretty local.
Breaking news. He said his voice is like the brown note to me.
The brown note?
Yeah, his songs are embedded like burrs in my psyche.
So why don't you just dig them out, dude? Replace them with some AC/DC or some fucking Lou Rawls.
AC/DC is starting to do it to me, too, though.
Lou Rawls is doing it to me.
Really?
Lou Rawls.
You'll never find. No matter how you... See, I know too much about Lou Rawls.
Hey.
The way that was bad. I'm sorry, you guys. What am I looking for here? Oh, I know what it's almost time for. I bet you know what it's almost time for, too. Anybody know what time it is?
I do.
Flavor Flame. What time is it, Flame? Flame or Flames?
What's
Flame of Flames?
What's
That's
in,
rude. What's in Hans's. Flavor Flaves CD player?
Yeah.
That's pretty. Yeah, you're smart. You got it. Flames guest. He's been on the show enough to know what happens around here. What do you got for me, Gatch?
nothing.
Hey, I had a comedian from Eugene, also another, he's going to be at the Denny's. He wants to come on our podcast, and he said that GAT sounds like some weird kind of bad venereal disease for women.
Oh, God.
And I was like, wow, you want to fight? Because that's my partner, all right? And he said, oh, you're gay? And I said, no. And I'm just making this last part up, so. But yeah, have you ever been called that? Female venereal disease?
No.
All right, well, there's a new one for your bucket list.
Right on.
Hey, Hans.
I'll mark it off.
Twerk it. I could see Hans twerking on his desk right now because he loves this part of the show more than anyone. Have you guys ever seen Hans twerk?
No, haven't.
It's a scary, like, if you're going to watch it, you should wait till Halloween probably because it's kind of scary. Hans is repeating on us. Hey, Hans, you remember that riddle? Pete and repeat sitting on a fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
Re
what?
Pete.
Pete, yeah, okay.
Sweet Reese.
He's listening to Melvin's again. Mm. Last week it was Gluey Porch Treatments.
All right.
Today he's listening to Ozma. O-Z-M-A. That's not a real
That's
word.
That's what he's listening to today?
Yeah, the Melvins. He does Melvins okay. On Mondays now, I guess. Melvin Monday,
you know, he should... I'm going to say I'm listening to, and Hans, you should check out Moist Boys.
Hey, Hans, by the way, how did you like that Flaming Lips that we sent you?
Aren't they playing with the Melvins?
Did that burn your penis or what? What? Who? What?
Moist Boys and the Melvins, aren't they playing together?
Maybe. I haven't heard, but I'll take your word for it if you tell me that. What are you telling me?
That's what I'm saying. That's okay. What I was saying.
So what are you
Hans
trying to say?
Hans should check out Moist Boys.
Yeah, right now they got Nick Oliveri still in the band.
I like the song OG Simpson.
OG Simpson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's that mean? Like Original Gangster Simpson?
Yeah.
Like OJ.
Yeah, I wonder if that's on YouTube. It's a pretty funny song.
I can't believe his mom named him Orange Julius.
Yeah. Why?
He did.
Orange Julius. Is that what they named the store after? Like, Julius doesn't really have anything to do with a preparation of a drink, does it?
No, Julius is a name.
Yeah, Oren.
Oren?
That's OJ's name, is yeah. Oren.
Remember?
Yeah, Oren.
Without the G.
Yeah. Remember that Julius. Show, Moral Oral?
Julius.
No, is that Oral
Roberts?
Yeah.
No, it was Oral. Or it was Hirsch. His name, but he was Moral Oral. It was an Adult Swim show.
Oh.
Back in the day, it was like 15 minutes long, but it was like adult funny.
So how do you think that Oral Roberts' children feel now that his name has been like totally associated with a sex act? Why would you name, you know, I know he was born in the 20s or whatever. Oral?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Maybe his dad wanted him to be a dentist.
Maybe he wanted him to be gay.
Because he does kind of look like that elf on...
Do you think he looked like that when he was a baby?
Rudolph the Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Cheeked Reindeer?
Is that the show with the dentist or is it Frosty?
I don't
know. Yeah, it's Rudolph.
What was your favorite Christmas cartoon?
Probably one of those. I'd say Rudolph.
Yeah.
Or Frosty the Snowman was pretty good.
Not Charlie Brown Christmas?
Eh.
Did he have a
I
Christmas
think Charlie
one?
Brown, yeah. But I think that's an entity of itself. But I guess it'd have to be lumped in with the Christmas specials. But to me, a Christmas special...
Yeah, I'd have to say Rudolph, of course, because it was on.
I like the stop animation mixed with the Christmas thing. That's what I associate with as being a kid. Charlie Brown's more cartoon.
So you felt bad for the kid because he had a red nose.
Right.
Yeah, his parents drank a lot, and I think he suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome.
Because
that'll make your face red.
Yeah.
Before I get out of this song here, my record player I was listening to a record which I found out is worth some money and out of print, and you can't get it anymore. I couldn't even find it on eBay. Well, I found it somewhere for like $60. It's the Midian album, Age Eternal, because...
Augie Eternal.
They got shut down. They're not a band
that
anymore,
was
so...
Weak.
I know. That whole debacle was silly.
You ever heard of In Flames?
Yeah, I've been there, too. Yeah, they're from somewhere overseas, like Norway or Finland?
Norwegian wood.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, I think Hans likes a little bit of In Flames, but they got a little more commercial as of lately. Not commercial, just their style has changed, I guess. I think they were a little more hardcore back in the day. I think I may have even seen them once. Didn't they play at the Wow Hall?
The album that I have is Come Clarity.
Come?
Yeah, C-O-M-E, Clarity.
I hope so. I didn't want it to be Come Clarity with a U. Come Clarity. Because that stuff's usually pretty jizzed up. Maybe we'll check out some In Flames on another day. Since Flames has been in here for a while.
Hi.
I wanted to mention our comedy podcast competition has now changed their format because they don't have enough time. Now they're doing one episode a week at the Big and Loud Podcast, so we're going to surpass them. They took a vote, dude, and they didn't like my vote. Apparently they said we can do three shows, half hour each, or 1 hour and a half show. We do 3 hours and something every week, so quantity much better than quality. I also been listening to the Christine Levine Large podcast. Very funny. Her kids, they're kind of grown up. They're 20-ish, but they're funny. Almost funnier than her.
You know, speaking of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I was born. Oh, wait. Bob Seger was born there.
Yeah. You got me off on a Bob Seger hate.
I know. Tell me what you hate about him.
Now, there's a band from there. You ever listen to music on Spotify?
No, but I see a lot of people posting stuff that they do listen to people or Spotify.
That's because to get on there, you have to click that thing that goes, you want to link your Spotify with your Facebook and post on everybody's wall when you listen to something?
And you say no, and they go, fuck you.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
No, but somebody put an album on there. I don't know the name of the band because I didn't care that much. They want you to stream and pay for their songs while you sleep. Supposed to help you sleep. It's 10 tracks of silence, and they want you to pay to. It's silence. It's silent tracks, so, and they want you to pay to stream their songs while you sleep.
How does silence help you sleep?
They want you to pay to stream it.
I understand that, but I don't understand
while you sleep.
Stream it while you sleep.
Doesn't that seem weird, though?
It does.
Sounds like a scam.
Is that headed up by that Trudeau dude? Because that sounds like a skimmer scammer to me.
It's his band.
What was his first name? Jason?
Kevin. It's a new prison band.
A new prison band?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Trudeau and the Conmakes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Conmakes.
Kevin Trudeau and the Diets.
I heard... what's his name? Has a new... Oh, you know, Gene's brother, Richard Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's got a new program called Hope to Lose Weight. I didn't watch it. I saw it on the infomercial, on the guide, and it said H-O-P-E, you know, acronym. I couldn't figure out what helping other people eat. I'm not sure, but... Or I think you don't have to diet or even exercise. You just hope to lose weight. And for some people, it works.
As long as you're paying him, I don't think he cares.
No. He's hoping that you lose weight, too, because then maybe you'll tell your friends.
You can go on one of his cruises. He has a cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Kiss has a cruise, too.
Yep. So does Weezer.
Really?
Yep.
Just a Weezer cruise?
Yep.
Because I've heard of metal cruises with a lot of bands. Kiss has a cruise.
Weezer's had a cruise, dude. That thing sells out in like a fucking day, dude.
Really?
Dude, Weezer cruises are fucking weird.
Well, they kind of got a really
Japan
cult
too.
Following is what they've got, yep. I think.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to go on the Weezer cruise? Maybe our fans will send us.
I'd rather go on the Kiss cruise, to be honest.
What? You can see awesome bands like Weezer.
I know.
I like Kiss.
I like Kiss,
you know,
too.
Who else is on the Weezer cruise?
No.
Doug Benson loves movies.
But you know what's cool about the Kiss Cruise? They have a comedian who opens the show that does 30 minutes of jokes about Kiss.
Really?
Dude, there's this guy. He does the best Gene Simmons impersonation. I can't remember his name, but he's a comedian who used to be on the Howard Stern show. And he kept coming on as Gene Simmons and not saying that it wasn't Gene Simmons. And he sounds so much like him
It was just funny. He was interrupting Paul McCartney and saying, I just wanted to get in here for a second to see if you could buy some of this really crappy stuff that I'm selling. Cause I'm it was hilarious. So then Gene Simmons found out about it. He came, was going to kick his ass, and then they made friends, and now he's like opens for Kiss on their cruise.
Nice.
That'd be awesome to do 30 minutes of Kiss jokes.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know what else would be awesome?
What's
if
that?
We went and got some pizza.
Hmm.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Bring. Hey, check out Pizza Now at pizza-now.com. That's a dash.
Dude, like Adam Devine was on the Weezer Cruise, too.
Devine?
Yeah.
He's a comedian from Workaholics. Yeah, check out Pizza Now 0900 is their phone number. You have to figure out the area code and the prefix for yourself.
On Saturday, February 15th, on the cruise, they had Death to False Metal Night.
Awesome. And Pizza Now has been infused with a Weezer cruise. Now, if you want to go on the Weezer cruise, you listen to Gatch. And if you want to get some pizza, you listen to me. Okay, what else we got on the cruise?
Cat Power, they played.
Oh, I love Cat Power.
You know who that is?
No.
Toru Yamamoy. The Cribs.
That's babies. That's a baby baby metal.
Bleached.
Mm. They stole my idea.
Palma Violets.
Palm of Violets?
Palma.
Oh.
If that's a name.
Oh, Brian and the De Palmas.
The Orwells.
What the fuck is wrong with Weezer? Wouldn't they get some bands that people have heard of? Jesus, Weezus. Go check out Pizza Now. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook. And go on a Weezer cruise. Eat some pizza now. They've got a new monthly BLT thing going on this month of March. It's Pie Month. Also, bring in your coupon, and you get a $5 deal.
$5 for a fucking personal pan and that other fucking thing.
What'd you guys think of it? You tried it last week. What was it?
Dude, I thought the fucking thing was awesome. I probably shouldn't cuss so much on their commercials, do they?
Go to fucking Pizza Now and fucking get some fucking pizza, because we fucking love pizza fucking
now. Dude, it was awesome, dude. The buttery crust from the deep dish was delicious. The cheese was plentiful.
And a 24-ounce drink in a resealable.
And it was it was good, dude. I liked it.
All right, so there's
I
that.
Liked it.
They're on the corner of Hill and something.
Queen. Queen Hill.
Quill. We call it Quill Avenue.
Quill.
So other than that, I think we're going to wrap up this burrito. You ready to wrap it up? What should we put in our burrito today? Eggs? You want a breakfast burrito?
I had one of those the other day.
What the fuck happened? Did you fart?
No.
You farted out of his mouth and pretended it was a laugh. That's bullshit, man. I'm going to put some eggs and some sausage in here and two pieces of cheese. Flames is busting it up over there.
He's bitboxing.
Bit box. That's how you hey, you guys, thanks for listening. Come back on hump day.
Yep, rock on.
Hump us and or don't. If you're 6 years old, you shouldn't use the phrase blowjob, by the way. Personally witnessed that this week, so thanks for
that. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing to do.
You want to do what to me? Get out of here, you little kid. See you on Wednesday, guys. Metal.
Rock on.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Plugs for a full-blown holiday in Berlin. And if you know what that means, you're awesome. And we're going to start off with some open mic comedy things that go on around my area, our area, your area, which is Oregon. Every other Monday, it's Donk Gong Comedy at Taylor's with the guys from The Donkey Show, 101.5 K-Fly. That's at 13th and Kincaid. It's free. It's 9 o'clock every other Monday. And you can do an open mic, and if you suck, they will gong you. They got drink specials and stuff down there at Taylor's, which was voted one of the nation's top bars for colleges or something on some stupid list. Anyway, Wednesday nights at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene, Mac Chase has an open mic there. It's a 9:30 sign-up. Green Room is on Thursdays, every Thursday at 710 Willamette in Eugene, inside Doc's Pad. That's an 8 p.m. sign-up or something. They're free. And the Kush Cafe on Fridays, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. That's a 9:30 sign-up, 10 o'clock show for open mics, comedy. Here's some actual shows where you just can't go there and tell jokes, but you can go there and listen. March 26th, it's Stand Up at the Shack Bar and Grill at 2865 Liberty Road in Salem with David Mascaro and Noriko Ott. It's hosted by Jesse Priest. It's free. It's 21 and over, 7 p.m. The next night, March 27th, that's this Thursday at the White Owl Social Club in Portland. For those of you wanting to know that, where that is, it's 1305 South East 8th. It's Lex Hilaris, which is a comedy show, a night of comedy and metal with Derek Sheen, Philip Schellberger, Jordan Kastner, Alex Rios, and your host, Noriko Ott, and a two-piece metal band called Towers. It's a $2 cover charge. It's 21 and over. It's 8 p.m. at the White Owl Social Club. March 28th, it's the fifth installment of the Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's Lounge here in Albany, exit 233 off of I-5. It's the only Denny's in town, so come to that. It's going to be me, Gina Ginsburg, Zeke Wagner, and John Mink. All of us were in the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. We didn't make it through, so we're having a party at Denny's. It's free, but you can give us $5 for a suggested donation to cover the comics and their gas money and their talent. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over. Let's see. April 12th, Chelsea Peretti is going to be at the Hawthorne Theater. You might know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine or... she's got a Comedy Central special, and she's on a lot of podcasts. April 12th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Moshe Kasher's coming to the Wow Hall in Eugene on April 17th. Doug Benson will also be there 4 days later for the fourth annual 420 show on April 21st. That's also Wow Hall in Eugene. Lots of good comedy shows around the state. There's more, but I don't have time for them all. Here's some music shows that you might want to go to. I want to go to a lot of these. Some death metal shows coming up Sunday, March 30th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. It's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murder, Gorguts, and Noisome. Tickets are $25 and $28. April 3rd, Destruction from Germany is coming back to Portland with Ex Mortis and Christian at the Tonic Lounge. April 4th, Black and Blue returning to their hometown of Portland. Crazy old 80s metal band at the Hawthorne Theater, Black and Blue, $20 and $25. Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne is coming to Lucky Larry's in Albany here, right off I-5 there, exit 233. Also, Earth to Ashes and Catechus is playing. Shadow of the Torture, and Bellwitch, Hans's favorite band, is playing the same night up at the Tonic Lounge. So you got to decide what you want, Splintered Throne or Bellwitch. Queens of the Stone Age sold out at Keller Auditorium April 15th. You don't need to know about that. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland. Cheap tickets at $13 and $15. Cemetery Lust, local band, opening for them. Also Spellcaster. That's at the Hawthorne Theater. Stump Fest is a three-day thing, which is going to be cool, including bands like Yob and Red Fang and Norska and Black Pussy and Diesto. And it's a three-day thing. I think it's like the 24th, 25th, 26th, something like that. It's going to be awesome. Check out your internets for information on that. Mastodon and Gojira and Covert Attack or something. That's April 29th at the Roseland. Tickets are $25. I really want to go to that. Dave Wilson's favorite band ever, Pat Travers Band's coming to Tonic Lounge May 2nd. They're also coming to Sio, but I don't know when that is. I'll get details as they become available. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's, $15. And then May 3rd also in Portland at the Hawthorne is a night of death metal with Nile, World of Lies, and Seasons of Suffering. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, and Hyborian Rage are going to be at the Ash Street Saloon. That's a Saturday night, May 24th. Tickets are like $5 in advance and $7 at the door, I think. Also, punk rock legends Black Flag coming back to Portland on May 28th at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 and $25. That's a lot of stuff, you guys. Go check it out. Go do some stuff. Listen to some bands. Laugh at some peoples. Hope to see you at the Grand Slam Comedy Show this Friday. It's going to be tits, as they say. Thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com and give us some money. Or just listen to our episodes. Thanks for listening, you guys. Pizza now.